Good morning, good people. In my early days, I enjoyed the friendship of a theological student, Robert Elder by name, who afterwards did a brave work among the vast forests of South America. Meeting him in London towards the close of his career, he told me of an experience that befell him in the course of his famous ministry. He was standing on a South American quay when a young Italian who had shown great interest in spiritual matters suddenly approached him. Not far from the spot stood an immense stack of wheat, piled to an enormous height, on its way from the Argentine fields to the European markets. "Why," exclaimed the Italian sadly, "if each of my sins were a grain of wheat, and if all the steamers and sailing ships afloat were to come into port to load them, my sins would fill all their holds, and there would still be heaps left over." "Well," replied Mr. Elder, "even if what you say be true, there is still mercy enough for you. For suppose each sin is a grain of wheat, and suppose that there are enough of them to load all the vessels afloat, what of that? For God says that he will cast all your sins into the depths of the sea. If all the ships were to sink to the depths of the sea, there would be plenty of room at the bottom, wouldn't there? So much greater is God's mercy than your sin." "That satisfied him," exclaimed Mr. Elder. "He cast himself then and there upon God's infinite grace, and the change in him has been wonderful. The depths of the sea, the unplumbable, unfathomable, immeasurable depths of the sea, because on the cross Jesus, the Son of God, has made a perfect atonement for all human transgression, God is able to cast all my sins, however numerous or enormous, into the depths of the infinite sea." Let us pray. O God, whose boundless mercy swallows up all our transgressions, we bring thee today the burden that we find it impossible to bear. Cast all our sins, we beseech thee, into the depths of the sea, and minister to us the joy of a great forgiveness, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.